Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus program. This one is coming to us from the BostonGlobe.com. This is Sean Harrison. I'm in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Gordon College is a Christian school in New England. More specifically, it is in Massachusetts. This is a Christian school that is accredited, and its accreditation is being called into question because of its stand concerning same-sex marriage, LGBT, etc., etc. The region's higher education, reading from the article written by Matt Rochelle in the Boston Globe, says the region's higher education accrediting agency will review whether its standards are being violated by Gordon College after the Christian school's public opposition to hiring protections for gays and lesbians shed light on its long-standing policies prohibiting gay activities among students, faculty, and staff. While it is not unusual for the New England Association of Schools and Colleges Commission on Institutions of Higher Education to review schools in light of news reports and other unsolicited information, the body has never dealt with a case involving potential sexual orientation-related discrimination, said the commission's director, Barbara. There's considerable publicity about the whole issue, and it's getting a lot of attention, she said on the phone. It's a matter of looking at the information we have and deciding if the institution is meeting our standards. And therein lies the potential rub. It is one thing for an accrediting agency to review an institution's standards and to determine whether the institution is in fact living up to its own standards. It's another thing for an accrediting agency to decide that it in fact has the authority to determine standards by which all institutions must thereby comply with. And that's what's being described in that statement. Barbara Brittingham declined to predict what the commission's members may ultimately decide at their next meeting in September when they are scheduled to discuss the controversy over Gordon. Revoking accreditation is a very drastic and rare step, she said. The U.S. Department of Education typically pulls federal financial aid funding from schools that lose accreditation. The Boston Business Journal first reported Thursday night about the accrediting agency's plan to review the Gordon controversy. Last week, Gordon President D. Michael Lindsay was among 14 religious leaders who wrote to the White House requesting an exemption to an upcoming executive order prohibiting federal contractors from discriminating in their hiring based on sexual orientation or gender identity. The letter upset dozens of students and faculty at the college in Wenham, that's Wenham in outside of Boston, and alumni, including more than 100, who signed a letter to the White House in support of rules banning discrimination. An online petition calling for Lindsay to reverse the college's position had received more than 3,300 signatures at the time of writing this article. Lindsay defended his position in a statement posted to the school's website Monday, saying his request for an exemption is about supporting religious freedom. But the fallout continued through the week. Salem officials declared Wednesday that they will end a contract allowing Gordon College to use the city-owned Old Town Hall because Lindsay's stance and the school's policies violate a municipal ordinance prohibiting Salem from contracting with entities that discriminate. So herein becomes the rub, and this is the sticking point. This is the significant issue. This is the manner in which outside agencies are going to attempt to manipulate Christian organizations to reverse their stands and adopt a secular progressive stand on sexual orientation and gender identity. And it'll be through the wallet. It'll be through the purse. It'll be through the retraction of contractual agreements. If this college loses the opportunity to use the Old Town Hall, it will have to spend more money somewhere else. If this college loses the accreditation that it has and thereby is not able to receive federal funding, then Christian soldiers who complete 4 years of military service and then want to use their GI Bill benefits to receive a Christian education at Gordon College will not be allowed to use those GI Bill benefits at Gordon College. And so the federal government will manipulate and thereby control the institutions that an individual is able to attend. And so whereas Christian education institutions will be allowed to continue to maintain standards that are biblical, they will not be allowed to receive money from the federal government to educate students in a location that discriminates. Now, not a location that discriminates against skin color, not a location that discriminates against gender, not a location that discriminates against country of origin, not a education institution that discriminates against age, not those categories. Now, this is a new category that is being created. And this category is the category of the sexual behavior. The perversion is how it best should be described. The perversion. This is the utter and total rejection of the first order of business for any human being from the moment of conception. You have a boy. Congratulations. She's a girl. Congratulations. This is the first significant, primary, God-ordained decision. He has made you a man. He has made you a woman. And the gender identity issue, that is to say, God got it wrong and I should have been a boy. God got it wrong and I should have been a girl. That is a utter and complete rejection and rebellion against the Creator. It is a form of idolatry. That is to say, it's a form whereby the creature is worshipped more than the Creator. And then on top of that, there seems to be a suggestion that the moral behavior of human beings, the moral sexual behavior of human beings, is now suddenly an issue of discrimination. Now, think about what that says. Think about the significance of that, as to suggest that what an individual does behind closed doors can no longer be considered for employment. Where would that stop? Where would that potentially stop? Would it stop with perversion with children? Would it stop with would it stop with smoking pot? Where would it stop? There aren't any answers to where it would stop. And that's the significant issue. All right, let's go back to the article. Mayor Kimberly Driscoll and other Salem leaders, including Michael Alexander, president of Lasalle College in Newton, have sharply criticized Gordon over the issue. The clear message is that homosexuals are not worthy of employment or even recognition of their existence in the Gordon community. Alexander wrote in a statement to the Globe this week, "It is a slap in the face of every gay and lesbian person, particularly every gay and lesbian Christian, that says you are somehow less of a human being. You do not belong in the embrace of God's merciful arms." Now, once again, what a packed sentence. What this seems to suggest is that this behavior is no longer, nor should it ever have been considered, immoral. That the perversion of two males embracing each other in a sexual manner is acceptable and legitimate conduct and should be welcomed on every
Christian college across the nation. This is to say,
the manner in which this agenda is going to control the issue is in fact, churches and Christian education institutions are going to have to be able to exist without federal funding, or they'll cave. That's the simple and bottom line. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.